If gas prices are on the rise, we must be getting close to spring break. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports early revelers are getting a break, for now.
This time a year ago, gas prices in Florida were $3.82. That's about 37 cents more expensive than what motorists are currently paying at the pump.
Mark Jenkins at AAA South in Tampa says gas prices across Florida have been kept relatively stable the past week, but he doesn't expect that to continue much longer because of factors that are putting pressure on oil prices.
Gulf Coast refinery maintenance continues. The demand for gasoline typically picks up during the spring, and of course that's situation over in the Ukraine. Anytime there's any geopolitical tensions, just the mere concern and possibility of a disruption in supply, that causes oil prices to go up. And we are seeing that oil prices are already being impacted by that.
The Auto Club reports self-serve regular in Pensacola averaged $3.37 a gallon on Monday, 3 cents less than last week, but 7 cents more than a month ago.
But again, we're still paying well below what we were paying at the pump last year. But with all these factors that are happening right now, we could expect to see gas prices shoot up another 5 to 10 cents through the next week.
It cuts both ways on gas price because gas price is tightly correlated with other fuel-intensive modes of transportation.
UWF economist Rick Harper says declining oil prices obviously are good for the overall economy, but the jury's still out for drive-to destinations such as Pensacola.
But while it's clearly better for people to pay $50 to fill up the tank instead of $60 or $70, when you look at the substitution that happens when airfares are very high because the price of jet fuel is very high, we actually can get visitors because they're not taking those more expensive vacations to Cancun.
Gas prices, according to AAA, are likely to peak out at around $3.75 per gallon and average around $3.39 for all of 2014. Harper says the good news for Florida is that the economy as a whole has been on the rebound.
If you look at the last several months, actually, the index of forward-looking indicators has picked up more in Florida over the last several months than it has nationally. And, of course, leisure and hospitality is growing strongly and, in some ways, leading the charge.
Florida's economy is actually divided into seasonal economies depending on the time of the year and the location. Spring break, says Harper, is enormous this time of year downstate and in Panama City. Pensacola's turn comes a bit later.
The big season down south is actually January through April, whereas for us in North Florida, it's big in the northern tier, really from Memorial Day until the kids go back to school.
And before you do hit the road for that spring break destination, Mark Jenkins at AAA has a couple of fuel-saving tips.
First of all, just drive sensibly. Aggressive driving, like speeding, rapid acceleration, and braking, can lower your gas mileage by about 33% at highway speeds. Using cruise control can help improve your mile per gallon. Use the overdrive. When you use overdrive gearing, your car's engine speed goes down, and that saves gas, reduces engine wear.
Another tip is following the posted speed limit. Jenkins says you can assume that every 5 miles per hour driven over 50 miles an hour is like paying an additional 24 cents for a gallon of gas.
A couple other tips for you, just removing excess weight and avoid excess idling. All of those factors can help you improve your mile per gallon and help you save some money.
Amid an outpouring of local opposition, Country Music Television has changed its mind about producing a season of the reality show Party Down South at Pensacola Beach. UWF's Rick Harper says the local economy won't miss the extra boost.
Of course, it's not going to be noticeable because it was never here in the first place, so there's no additional business associated with that shooting to lose, you know. But we'd love to see another Pensacola Wings of Gold bring publicity and visitors to the beaches.
Incidentally, Pensacola Wings of Gold, the TV series that ran from 1997 until 2000, was actually filmed in San Diego. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.